Next, we have Jake Whitcomb, the founder of Brighter Planet in Middlebury, Vermont.
Can you start by explaining what your company does?
Sure. Well, maybe the best way to address that question is to go back and tell you a little bit about our roots. We started as a class project in Middlebury College, and the core mission was to basically address an environmental issue, climate change, with economic solutions. The class was called Environmental Economics. So we're looking for ways to basically create practical solutions to climate change for the everyday person. Previously, it's been difficult to get involved in climate action. It's either been costing people extra money to buy a Prius or, you know, you have to change your lifestyle to maybe ride your bike to work. And now we're looking for ways to make climate change action more accessible. So Brighter Planet has gotten involved in the carbon offset market as a way to help people build renewable energy projects. In particular, our flagship project is a credit card issued by Bank of America and Visa in partnership with Brighter Planet. And with every purchase you make, a percentage of that goes towards helping building renewable energy projects across the U.S.
Just on a practical level, in your company, what some examples of how much it costs to offset things? For example, if I flew from New York City to London or went on a cross-country road trip, how much would it cost to offset those?
Basically, every time you drive a mile in your car, I'm assuming you have a car that drives about 23 miles per gallon of gasoline that you burn, you are emitting about 1 pound of CO2 per mile. And what happens is that, you know, for every gallon of gasoline you burn, you're emitting about 20 pounds of CO2. So for the credit card, for example, each time you spend a dollar on the credit card, the inherent reduction in CO2 is about 3 pounds of CO2. So what you're doing is, if you spend a dollar, that's approximately like taking a car, the average car, off a road for about 3 miles.
Just to sort of take the skeptic's perspective on this, by giving customers points for spending more money on their credit cards, are you in a way encouraging them to buy things like gasoline and plane tickets that we usually buy on our credit cards, but that maybe have a negative impact on the environment?
Well, it's a good question. When we talk about credit cards, we're looking at a saturated market. The average American consumer now has about 4.5 credit cards, if you can believe it, in their wallet. And from the outset of the project, we were basically just looking to harness an existing payment structure as a way to do basically swap out airline miles that are currently polluting with something that is actually helping to reduce that pollution. So while it is relying on some of the consumption that we do on a day-to-day basis, you know, we say do not use this card as a way to encourage additional spending. Simply use it as another tool in sort of your environmental quiver.
So as your customers spend, a percentage of the money goes to offsetting carbon emissions. And for that, you've partnered with a carbon trading company. Is that
That's right?
So what methods does that company use for offsetting carbon emissions?
There are a lot of different methodologies that can help us create a reduction in renewable energy. We've partnered with Native Energy, and the way they're creating offsets is actually called a future stream model. What we're doing is going out and finding community-based renewable energy projects that require a certain amount of upfront capital in order to be economically feasible. This is really the major issue with renewable energy currently, is it's simply not economically competitive with the more conservative, you know, prehistoric forms of fuels, coal and fossil fuel. So Native Energy, their mission is to help actually swap out the dirty energy that's feeding our electricity grid right now with cleaner forms of energy. And by helping support renewable energy projects via their carbon offsets, what Brighter Planet is doing is effectively taking clean energy, these community-based, farmer-owned sometimes, wind turbines and farm methane and other types, solar, et cetera, and actually replacing the dirty energy on the grid with this clean energy. And what you get is an inherent reduction in the amount of CO2 that's being released into the atmosphere. And that's the process of carbon offsetting.
Right now, most schemes for reducing carbon emissions in the U.S. are voluntary.
Right.
As a carbon entrepreneur, do you think that we need more regulation, or do you think we can leave this up to market forces?
Well, that's actually a great question. First of all, the voluntary market exists currently in the U.S. because we have not signed on to the Kyoto Protocol or harnessed some other political forces that might help put a price on carbon dioxide. And the voluntary market is actually playing a very critical role in our opinion. It's helping educate new consumers about what they can do to address climate change, and it's also helping sort of gain this force, this movement, the environmental movement, in allowing it a new tool to help, you know, tell some of our political leaders, you know, it's time to make a move. Our not only environmentalists are getting involved in climate action now, everybody, consumers, businesses, governments, local municipalities are now addressing it, and it is time to make a change. So while the voluntary markets do help create substantial reductions in the amount of CO2 released into our atmosphere, perhaps the greatest environmental benefit is actually from just telling the right story to our politicians.
What motivates an individual to voluntarily decide to offset their carbon emissions?
You know, we struggle with the issue. Why would somebody give up an airline miles card that gives them the ability to fly to see their grandma over Christmas in order to basically support the renewable energy construction somewhere else in the U.S.? It feels less tangible. And what we need to do is make this feel much more tangible to the American consumer. And the way to do that is really through education. The motivation is very clear when you're seeing, you know, some of the climate refugees and a lot of the global disasters that are being perpetuated by the warming temperatures, flooding, you know, the emergence of malaria in new places, droughts. So the motivation really needs to be through self-discovery, and education is the number one methodology that we can see to get people involved.